I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from Padres Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona. And we will get into some of the college football talk in just a second. But we thought, why not have our first guest of Fantasy Camp week here in Arizona?
The one, the only, Savannah Banana himself, Heater Bell. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited. I'm kind of bummed everybody's not here yet.
Are you?
But then I showed up at 6 a.m.
How was that experience, the being with the Bananas? I mean, I was there that night, and the place was beyond packed. It's very overstimulating in the crowd. There's a lot going on. And for you, though, getting a run out again had to be pretty cool.
It was really fun. I mean, it was the third time I played for them. Well, I played for the Party Animals twice, and then I finally got to play for the Bananas. But it was really exciting. It was really fun just to be back in San Diego and to kind of do it where I feel like that's home, Petco. And it was, you know, the grounds crew is like, please don't slide in the infield on the mound. So, but all the guys wanted me to slide, so we kind of made a compromise. Let's go to second base and do it. And I was like, all right. So that's why I did that. And it was just really fun. It was really exciting. And you know, it was kind of like it was too quick.
They got some good ball players, too, out there. I mean, there's some guys that are good players.
There's guys that have literally left college that were starters that want to play banana ball more. And some of their players have had opportunities to play in professional ball. People have said, hey, you want to come play? You know, like how guys find guys from independent ball. And they're like, no, I just love it here so much.
That's amazing.
So it's, you know, they don't make millions, but they're making a good living with the social media trend. And then I think Jesse pays. If you're one of the main guys, he pays pretty well.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
And then the travel. And the thing about it, it's almost like football, is you just play on weekends. You don't have to play the grind of every day. And,
right.
You know, you practice a little bit. And I'll tell you, they play on, like, Fridays and Saturdays or Saturdays and Sundays. They find out the day before all the dances and stuff they do.
Wow.
That's unreal.
So they're not practicing all week.
You know, he's one of the only people who actually didn't enjoy the Savannah Bananas.
Really?
Yeah, he went and pretty much complained about it the entire day afterwards.
It was overstimulating for me.
It just came too much?
It was too much.
Came too early?
It was just like my kid, and my kid, too. My kid wasn't as excited about it as I thought he would be.
Why?
Right, because he goes, I wish we were at a Padres game right now. He wanted to watch the real baseball. So,
well, that's, I think he's just a real baseball fan, and it's baseball, but it's just like it's an entertainment baseball.
Sure.
It's different.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so
and we forget though that sports is actually entertainment. All take it so seriously, and in the big leagues, obviously, it's the highest level you can go. Kind of give us your thoughts, Heater, on how last season ended. Obviously, it's never a boring off season around here. Schulte walking away, Craig Stammen. You know Craig. How's this going to go?
I hope it goes really well, because then it gives me an opportunity to be a coach or a manager. Well, here's the thing. I've been saying this for years, and I don't know if AJ finally listened to me or not, because I don't think he does, is the game has changed. You need a guy that can manage bullpens, and who better than a guy that's been in the bullpen? You know, a guy that sees, you know, knows what the guys do, because you're not making the lineup. Other guys are making the lineup. You know, you occasionally make a change, but, you know, there's no, like, pitcher, so I got to make a double switch, this and that. There's a DH, so everywhere now. So it's basically managing the starting pitcher and starting the bullpen guys. How can they pitch back-to-back days? Do they need a day off? Do they, you know, this and that. And that's how you win games now. It's all about pitching. So it's, you know, hitters, it's you still have to win and this and that. But really, the manager, what does he do? He inspires the guys and manages the bullpen. That's all you do now.
I was just going to ask you, too. We talk about this a lot on the program is a manager's responsibility of managing the guys in the clubhouse, and not just managing the on game. It's managing the egos. It's managing the personalities. It's managing, you know, 26 guys. Well, in the course of a season, 40 to 50 guys coming up, in, out, whatever, managing their personalities, their playing time, where they want to hit, what they want to do. That part, to me, seems to be the challenge. How much?
That's not that hard.
Is it not?
Well, here's the thing. If you're honest with every single guy.
There it is.
That's all you got to be.
I hear that a lot.
I've managed with in high school and in college. And if you're honest with the guys, and you tell them, say, look, if you want more playing time, come and tell me, come talk to me, and I'll tell you why you're not getting playing time. Like, hey, you're not good. You're striking out too much. And it'd be like, but here's the thing. If you know, and I tell everybody in the beginning of the season, look, if you're striking out too much or you're walking guys too much, come to me. You probably know the reason. I'll tell you exactly my thought why you're not playing. And then two, do you want to work on that? Because if you know exactly why the coach is not playing you, let's go work on that. Let's make that better. And then I know how hard you've been working. And then when you get that opportunity, trust me, you'll never give it up.
Yeah.
And guys respect that. But I think in the big leagues, managers are more worried about their jobs and talking to the front office about than talking to the players. And I think the best managers out there, they say players managers because they talk to their players. Sure. They're honest. They'll say like, hey, Manny, I know you want to play every day, but you're not going to play every day. I mean, let's just be honest. And you're getting up there in age. So are we going to have 3 days off this year or 4 days, or will you want 1 day? So let's figure out that day off where you can have multiple days. You know, let's try to figure out that so you're really strong for the end, because you're gonna one of our guys. We're gonna need you, and Tatis and all that. And you tell these guys, and they'll kind of be like, "Well, yeah, I want to play all the time, but no, okay, I get it. It's team sport, this and that." And there you go. And you're honest with them, but you can't go, "Hey, Coneworth, you know, Jake, we're gonna put you at second base, and we're gonna bat you six." And then he shows up the next day, and he's batting second. Or, you know, or he's playing first. And it's like, if you went to him and say, hey, look, I know I said this, but I'm going to switch you this because this is the situation, blah, blah. Or like guys that are off the bench, hey, don't worry, you're going to get in there on Wednesday. And then you don't get in there on Wednesday. Then you start losing respect to the manager. And it's like, well, he's just lying to me.
It's poor communication.
Yeah.
At that point.
And it's like, I feel like managing is not that hard. I mean, you have to talk to 26 different guys and the front office and the press. But if you're honest with the guys, dude, they'll fight for you. They'll bleed for you. They'll do everything for you.
Love it.
Talking to former All-Star closer and Padres Fantasy Camp counselor Heath Bell here on 97.3.
Counselor, I like that. Yeah.
Camp counselor. That's what they are.
He's coach.
Yeah,
he's just a coach. You got to get the best out of everybody. And I feel like some managers I've had over the years did that, and some just expected you to do it and never talked to you.
Yeah.
So. You're also dipping your toes into our side of the business, doing Padres coverage with our friend Kyle Glazer. How's that going for you? I mean, you've never been shy with an opinion, so.
It's good. You know, I joke around a little bit. I got Kyle to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, you work with Kyle Glazer.
But I got Kyle, he's got me a little bit more serious. So I'm not real serious, but I like joking around and stuff. And
we have the same dynamic.
We do.
I'm the serious. He's the loose one, and I try to get him to be more serious. He tries to get me to loosen up.
Kyle's very smart.
I think you're winning slightly in that competition, but
you're not going to get me.
It's like this. You know, he talks about, well, you know, like goes percentages and this and that. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? How did guys do really well on their birthday? Right. Guys would play him because they had a kid, and they played him right after he missed a day because he had a kid. Why do they always go off on those days? Tell me the numbers. How does that work? You know, and I said, you know, cybermetrics and all that stuff, and all the numbers are great. And honestly, I think it could have made me a better player in a lot of ways.
Would you have embraced it?
If we had...
If it worked.
Well, like let me put it this way. Like, if we have the now where you throw a pitch and you know the angle right away,
yeah.
I had to go inside and then see it. So if I could throw a pitch and then try a different grip and then throw it, because then I could see, okay, this grip is uncomfortable, but it works better. So I'll throw it more, then it'll make it comfortable. So it's just little things like that. But on the other way, all the numbers will tell you there should never be a perfect game or a no-hitter.
Right.
And it's like, that. But that's the best part about it. Like, that's the beauty of part of baseball. You can have a short guy, a tall guy, a fat guy, a skinny guy, and they can all dominate.
Yes.
In every position. So it's that's unique of any other sport is, you know, you could be old and dominate, be young and dominate, you know, fat, skinny, you know, tall, small.
Much like fantasy camp here. You'll see
well, I don't know about that
all
one.
Shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes, but they usually show up in the training room.
Not that much skinny, actually.
That's true.
Is, not is much the problem. Skinny, I mean,
if they're skinny, they're very frail. They hit the bat and they're like, ow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as a now analyst, what do you see as the Padres still pressing needs this offseason? What should A.J. Preller do until spring training starts?
I said this all offseason, right at the end of the season. What they need to do is they need to bulk up their AAA with veteran guys and probably overpay them in AAA so they stay there. And you have guys that can fill the holes if somebody gets hurt. Because our biggest problem is the depth. We just don't have the depth guys that can do it. Maybe not for a whole season, but for a month or two or a week or two. And really, I mean, you need some start. I think starting pitching is going to be okay, but you always want a lot of starting pitching. And then it's just the are the guys going to hit? Is there going to be thump in the lineup? That's really what it boils down to. I mean, I personally think if guys know if they're going to hit in this spot day in and day out, unless they're in a slump or something, they thrive and stuff. But, you know, switching batting orders, this and that, because like I tell Kyle all the time, why doesn't Manny switch? And he's like, well, he's earned the right. Well, nobody today can ever earn the right to have a position because of the numbers. You know, well, this guy does this. Well, but your main guys don't. They don't switch in the lineup. And, like, you know, remember a couple years ago, Jake was going to be like, do you guys understand when you are very comfortable when you come to the field and you know what's going to happen? But if you come to the field and you're not sure if you're going to play every day, you're a little on edge. And I'll tell you, some of the best managers, like Madden, said, dude, if you feel comfortable, you'll play comfortable. You'll play great. Feel great, you'll play great.
And I think, too, like, because you see Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, he'll mix it up, right? He'll mix it up a lot. And mostly at the bottom-ish or 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I would say that past the 6 line, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's always
have a ball. Okay.
That's always going to mix it up.
But he even mixes it up in his bullpen, which I can understand. Seventh inning, eighth inning, you need to know your role. You need to know when to start loosening up in the game as a reliever.
If you're a manager and like Dave, and I've talked to Dave about this, he goes down there and goes, hey, guys, in this situation, I might need you in the seventh inning. That's going to how we're going to win the game. So you're like, okay. Yeah, 6-7. But that's the whole thing is he talks to guys, and then you only have to tell guys once or twice during the season and just say, hey, be ready, because you know it's a big game or whatnot, even if it's in April or March.
All right, so bring that to the Padres. What's the best way to use Mason Miller? You have potentially the best arm in the game.
So
is it in the ninth inning, or is it when the other team's best hitters are coming up, even if it's in the seventh or the eighth inning? How will Craig Stammen use Mason Miller this season?
He'll probably put him in the ninth.
Okay.
But so I would, if I knew all the research and everything about him, that I don't know everything, especially the ins and outs, I would see, can he start? Can he not? Because that's an unbelievable arm to start. And then try him out a little bit in spring here or this and that. But if you go in the bullpen, can he go multiple innings? Can he go back-to-back days? Kind of like Trevor and I used to go 3 days and then have a day off. Excuse me for
yep, that's all right.
Right
we got Adam on the duck button.
Adam's sharp back there.
We're baseball right players there. Out here. All right, it's baseball, but you're gonna have to use the dump button a lot this week.
Yeah, don't turn into Goose Gossage.
I'm honestly a lot better. And guys have actually said it's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Yes, like, on a podcast no, you can. This is a live radio.
Hear, this is live radio.
But I'm trying to be better.
And listen, all we can ask for is your best effort. That's all we can ask for, Heater. Well, thank you, man. We're looking forward to.
I think the Padres are gonna do well. I think they're going to do like they did last year. Nobody's going to give them a chance. Nobody's going to really pick them. They're going to pick the Diamondbacks or maybe the Giants. But they'll be there towards the end. They're probably going to win almost 90 games, if not more. But it's all about getting hot. And honestly, last year, we just didn't get hot at the right
time. Just the first 2 weeks.
Well, we right after the trade deadline,
yeah.
We got hot. And then it was almost like we were scared of heights.
And Loriano got hurt, and Adam got hurt. That didn't help.
That was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it's before then, they were afraid of heights. I mean, I would tell you one thing before I go. It's different becoming first place and have everybody chase you, or you the guy trying to get to first.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling. And you there's a lot more pressure being in first and everybody's trying to get you. And people are like, no, it's not. No, there's a lot of pressure about, because now you're looking behind you. Before, you're just looking up, trying to become first place.
It's the climb. Yeah, the climb is really fun. Yeah.
You could do it, but as soon as you're at the top of the mountain, everybody's trying to get you.
Well, they passed the Dodgers that weekend for like the one day. The one day. But then they kind of went into a slump right
after they passed the Dodgers, they were like, okay, what's the Dodgers doing?
Yeah, 100%.
Beforehand, it was like, we need to win.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's human nature. You're the best,
Keith,
dude.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Callie.
Great leadoff guest for our fantasy camp week, Keith Bell of the San Diego Padres. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll check traffic. Come back. We either don't do this or we can get into the college football talk. We'll see what happens when we come back. We're playing it by ear out here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fam.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get to Don't Do This, our thanks again to Heath Bell, all guests on Ben and Woods, even out here at Fantasy Camp, appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Now, on to Don't Do This, which is brought to you by Dixieline Lumber and Home Centers, helping San Diego homeowners and contractors fix it, build it, and enjoy it. I saw this story. I know horse racing, I think they do a really good job at tracks like Del Mar, Santa Anita, of trying to take as good of care of the horses as possible. But apparently that's not going on everywhere. The California Horse Racing Board has permanently suspended jockey Jose Nicasio, who has over like $10 million in career earnings, for participating in unregulated bush races at bush tracks. I'm not sure where they are.
Turn my mic on.
Excuse me?
Bush races.
What is a bush race?
A bush race is a horse track that is not regulated by the proper authorities.
Like Bush and League?
Bush.
That one. Apparently, like, they will rampantly dope their horses with methamphetamine, cocaine, and other drugs. They'll use electric shock devices to make them run. It sounds absolutely horrific. Not good at all. I'm not sure where these tracks are, but nothing like, you know, Del Mar. But they say if you participate, you're done, and this guy's done.
So why do they call them bush races?
I mean, they must have to hide them somewhere in, like, the forest or something, because they're not legal.
These are, like, unregulated.
These are underground.
Underground
horse racing tracks.
It's like...
Might be in other countries as well. I'm not sure.
It's like cockfighting.
Yeah.
But it's a bush race.
Right.
Okay. All right. I guess I see why that would be bad.
Yeah, very unethical.
And
very bad.
Very inhumane.
Of course.
As well. Well, this is very, this is an odd story. Not, there's actually part of it is kind of a doo-doo this, but Bill's Mafia is going to have the chance, Benny, to own some real pieces of Bill's history. After 53 years at Highmark Stadium, they're going to be moving to a new $2.1 billion venue across the street. But everything must go. They're going to do the thing where they rip the seats out and you can buy a seat.
Now that's kind of cool.
That's like pretty cool.
In your game room or whatever, you have like a row of seats from the football stadium. People have those from the Murph, from Qualcomm Stadium that they were able to take out before they tore it to the ground.
So they're going to make some money on this for sure. $549 for a seat. Chunks of turf,
$549
for one seat,
and they've got like 70,000 of those to sell.
I don't know that they're going to sell all of them.
I don't know. That seems pricey. I was thinking you get a pretty good deal 70,000. On a decades old plastic chair. You know, would be $5, right? $500 for a chair?
$5. No,
for a plastic chair.
Out of that, like. $150
throw away anyway if you couldn't sell it.
But one of the, multiple of these people have expressed interest in. And I'm talking, of course, about the urinal troughs that adorn the bathrooms at Highmark Stadium.
Right.
You're telling me there's a human being out there that said, name your price. I want one of those troughs that...
The big, long metal. They're not individual urinals. Just the big,
one long trough.
These down met the queue. I remember those.
You're going to buy a used trough, and you're going to do something with it.
Do they clean and sanitize it before you buy it?
Could you ever get it clean or sanitized enough?
No, is the answer.
You'd put Vaseline on it, light it on fire, then bleach it. Some lunatic Bills fan is like, I want it.
Where do you put that? In your own bathroom at home?
No, because you're not going to have the room for it. But man cave. Can you imagine you walk into some guy's man cave, and there's seven dudes like, what's up, dude? Welcome. Grab a shovel of beer. We got some wings. They're just urinating in a trough that you bought from Highmark Stadium. Who is the? Is that person like a weird, creepy fetishist of some sort that they would want a metal urinal trough in their home?
Like only individuals and only with the dividers in between.
Yeah,
as well.
I would not. But again, I don't want anyone else's public toilet as a. As a piece.
We're in the year 2026. There should always be some sort of privacy area, even in like locker rooms. I just went into the locker room.
Not a lot of privacy.
The shower area
is wide open,
just a big
big old sausage fest in there.
I mean, there's no like individual stalls or anything.
Nope.
It is just
you get to know
big
your
room.
You get to, hence why I shower at my Airbnb and not here after a game. I can handle the drive home with Paulie. Like, I don't need to shower here. Thank you.
All right, finally a little doo-doo this.
Mega doo-doo.
That's half of it. Thank you, Adam.
Well done.
All right, so...
Mega doo-doo.
last night, fantastic game. We talked a little bit about it earlier. We can talk more about it coming up. Ole Miss falls 31-27 on a touchdown with 16 or 18 seconds to go by Miami. And as they were coming off the field, running back Kewan Lacy from Ole Miss, pretty upset. You could see him, struggling to fight back the tears. But he was greeted as he was walking into the locker room by an unlikely character. Miami legend Ray Lewis saw him and stopped him and said, basically, words of encouragement going, I'm a huge fan. You learn more from your losses than you do from your wins. This is a great opportunity. You're a great player. You have a great team. He, wanted to stop. Instead of celebrating with the Miami guys, he took the Ole Miss guy and said, this is an incredible lesson for you guys. This is where you get better. And I thought that was a pretty classy thing of Ray Lewis to do for Ole Miss at the end of the game.
Ray Lewis. I'm reminded of that time when the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, used to console an old woman that lived in his building. And really would carry her groceries up for her.
Ray Lewis has a complicated legacy. Yes, there's a lot of good in the legacy.
It's really murdered a guy.
It's not that complicated.
O.J. Simpson doesn't have a complicated legacy.
Paulie, I think about all the charitable MC events that O.J. Simpson used to do, and it moves me.
It's a very complicated legacy, that O.J.
To this day, I'm so moved. You're a sweet kid, Ben. Anyway, thank you. That was don't and do this. It was a classic.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Really was a great game, though, last night.
It was
night.
Really, really an awesome game. It just totally delivered. It totally delivered. And, again, we're waiting on a potential guest.
Have we talked to him today?
I have not. We'll text him and see where his head's at.
Right. But, I thought Miami was going to win, and they did. But I can't say that Miami was definitely the better team. If that game lasted another 30 seconds,
yeah,
Ole Miss probably wins that game.
What a matchup.
I mean, both teams at the end got just so hot on offense,
yeah.
Going back and forth, executing at such a high level. That is what you're looking for in a game like that.
Either of these defenses want to go to the championship?
It was so scary. Well, you could see the fear in both, not fear, but like the cautiousness, I think. Also,
I think the refs were tired, especially Ole Miss at the end when Miami had the ball. And Carson Beck scored the winning touchdown. It looked like they were in quicksand almost.
Yeah.
Like they were just at the end of the game and they were just wiped out.
They got pummeled. I mean, Miami ran the ball 51 times against them. You're gassed. I mean, you're done. You just are worn down to the nub. Can you dig deep for one more play? The answer was no. Carson Beck ran it in. Congratulations to him. He's actually the only human being alive that was in college longer than I was. And it's his seventh year playing football. He is 43 years
old.
Old
man Beck.
And is out there. Taking his team to the national championship game.
268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and the game-winning touchdown run. Trinidad Chambliss was great, too.
Yeah,
277 yards. He threw the go-ahead touchdown pass with a minute 51 remaining after leading Ole Miss on a 75-yard touchdown drive. Mark Fletcher for Miami, 133 yards rushing. I mean, both teams were able to move the ball effectively in both the passing game and the run game. The question now is, how will Miami do in that national championship game on their home turf at Hard Rock Stadium a week from Monday against either Indiana or Oregon, which is coming up tonight at 4:30?
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Should be a good one. All right, let's take a timeout. We will come back with more live from Padres Fantasy Camp. We are broadcasting live not only from the Peoria Sports Complex, but always from the Bill Howe Studios. Bill Howe, we know how on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Saw Goose Gossage out of his chair, pointing across this very table right here to my co-host, Ben Higgins. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday
to you. He's not here, is he?
No, he's not here. Ben and Woods. Yeah, he was. We talked about it at dinner last night with Major Garrett, who should be rolling. I'm actually surprised Major Garrett's not here.
He's a rule follower. They said 9 a.m., but is when, like, the gates open. But people are already here.
People are rolling in. They're having breakfast. I just had a delicious yogurt parfait with blueberries and strawberries and granola. There's something about it out here. I don't know what they put in it. It's good for out here, that parfait, but I enjoyed that. But we obviously...
It's the buffet style, having every topping, everything you could want on it, and just right in front of you, already cut up and sliced. That's what makes it so much easier.
I've asked Mrs. Woods to lay that out for me every morning, and it hasn't happened yet. I'm still holding out hope that one morning I'll walk out to a yogurt parfait spread, but it hasn't happened yet, but they do offer that out here at camp. It's such a fun time, and I saw Goose Gossage, and I thought to myself, man, what an incredible moment that was. But I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the person that's not here this year, and that is our beloved Randy Jones, who passed away earlier the end of 2025. And you can feel the loss of Randy Jones in camp. He was the commissioner of camp.
This was his baby.
This was his baby. There's a family that comes out here. They play every year, and they made these T-shirts for Fantasy Camp.
Look at that.
Incredible. Incredible. Fantasy Camp T-shirts. It says Fantasy Camp on it, and there's a picture of RJ. Also, I sent Paulie a picture of it. Our jerseys this year will all feature a really, really cool 35 patch in honor of Randy Jones. So you can... I'm sure we're going to get some Randy stories from some people out here this week,
but
he is greatly, greatly missed by everyone out here and by the entire city and community of San Diego.
His spirit will endure, especially at Fantasy Camp, though.
No question.
He loved this time of year.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to hit differently. I mean, I cried when we got the news, and I knew it would hit differently when we got out here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, yesterday, actually, when we were setting up, we got to walk in through the clubhouse, and everything was all the jerseys were hanging, and there was a 35 jersey hanging there for Randy,
yep.
And his pictures everywhere on all the TVs in here for this week, and I really miss him.
Missed him too. He was will always be a legend. And B. Wilson wants to know: can we assume the 35 patch will be on the Padres' regular jerseys this year as well? Would be my guess. They look incredible.
I heard somebody say, I don't know if those are the same ones, but but they are planning something. Because that's what I've been told.
Okay, good.
So.
And the funny thing is, if he was here, he'd be insulting and making fun of us all right now.
Yeah. Shut up. What are you doing? You're spitting a bunch of BS. Yeah, I mean, that was his nature, and I love that about him. So he is a legend and always will be one.
The San Diego Padres moving up in the world, at least in the eyes of the national media. We'll get to that and more coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. If there's one thing you can count on, like clockwork, it's the national media downgrading the chances of the San Diego Padres at the start of every offseason.
Sure.
They did it again, if you'll remember. You know, Padres made the playoffs. They were looking at ESPN, their power rankings. They were number 8 at the end of last season. But immediately after the offseason started, they dropped them to number 15, thinking, all right, well, they're losing Dylan Cease. Michael King's probably leaving as well. We're hearing rumors of, you know, can't spend much on the budget in the offseason. So this is a team ripe for a decline. Well, you know, now that the Padres have brought Michael King back, ESPN came out with a new list and started to creep back up again to number 13. They've passed the Mets. They've passed the Reds in the eyes of Major League Baseball.
Great. We passed the Reds, everybody.
It's exactly. I mean, I don't know why they thought the Reds were going to, you know, jump up in the offseason. I mean, these are just the collective opinions of some Major League Baseball pundits out there.
There was another one yesterday in The Athletic.
Yeah, Jim Bowden.
It was something Bowden. Like Padres. Well, here it is. The headline was MLB Winter Woes, why the Padres are among the handful of teams that have moved backwards so far this offseason.
Oh, Ben just got mad. Oh, spicy Ben.
I'm not mad.
Get him, Ben.
I'm unsurprised. Because we see this almost every offseason. It's just they look for reasons to denigrate the San Diego Padres.
I mean, the offseason's not even close to over yet. So, the fact is, again, we mentioned earlier, it's not like there's this giant party going on around us in Major League Baseball, and there's the Padres sitting on a couch smoking a cigarette by themselves. Like, it's just not the case. It's not what Major League Baseball is right now. There's not a flurry of activity, and we're left out in the cold yet. It could be. It could happen. And then that article would have held some weight. But, you know, with what they just did yesterday in arbitration, bringing those guys back, not having to go to the arb rules, the bullpen is set. They need a pitcher and they need a first baseman, right? And that's it. It's not like they're rebuilding an entire roster. They lost Dylan Cease, of course. He went, you know, got a huge payday in free agency, but they brought back Michael King. They tried to shore up the rotation. So the offseason's not over, Jim. Who else is on that list?
Well, like Heath Bell said, I have every expectation that when we get to spring training and the start of the regular season, Padres are going to look like, once again, about a 90-win team.
Yes.
Going into next season.
I'm taking 81, but that's just how
I know
roll.
You do.
You know how that
that's
goes.
How you work.
You told me earlier about expectations. You want to keep expectations low.
And I think I went with 86 last year, and they exceeded it again to get to 90 wins last season. And I think that's kind of where they're going to be heading in. The biggest upward mover, not surprisingly, the Baltimore Orioles have jumped 10 spots up into the top 10 in the rankings. They've had a very active offseason, obviously. The other team that had the active offseason was the Toronto Blue Jays. They were two to start, though, the offseason, and they're still two. Did not do enough to pass the Los Angeles Dodgers, despite all the moves that they have made. So it's still Dodgers 1, Blue Jays 2, Mariners 3, Yankees 4, and then Phillies 5 in the offseason power rankings at the moment.
The Yankees haven't done anything.
They haven't done anything, but they're bringing back pretty solid. Solid team with a really good pitching rotation. There's also the expectation that they will still do things.
Yeah.
A lot of this is based on the expectation that they're not done, that they're going to re-sign Bellinger or, you know, make some other corresponding move. I saw some rumors this morning that the Mets have jumped a little more heavily into the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes. David Stern, who hasn't been that aggressive necessarily in terms of the free agent signings, despite the Mets having a ton of money, is looking like Kyle Tucker might be an option for the Mets this offseason. So we'll see if that, you know, picks up any of the hot stove league talk with other teams getting in on Kyle Tucker.
Another rumor floating around right now is the Phillies are very interested in one Bo Bichette. Ben, they've done a lot of work on him. What would how would it affect their roster as it stands currently? He's meeting with Phillies officials, Ben, on a video conference call in the next couple of days. Do you think if you're interested in a free agent like Bo Bichette, do you just make the trip out there? Do you get the cheap Delta flight and fly out to wherever he is and go visit him face to face, or is this the way of the world? You zoom a guy that you may be interested in and talk to him about potentially joining your roster.
I don't know. Bo Bichette has been linked to so many teams this offseason. I don't know that he has enough time to visit single city and ballpark, so he's probably going
to come to you electronically. What I'm saying. Yeah. If you're the GM, you go get on a plane and you sit down with Bo Bichette instead of, hello? You're on mute. I'm not a cat. Are you there?
I'm not a cat.
Right? Like, I think, I don't know, things have changed, certainly.
How valuable do you think Bo Bichette is? He's been pretty consistent.
Good.
All-star in 2001, 2023.
Put it this way.
He had the injury-plagued 2024 season. That was his only bad season, though. And then he bounced back, obviously, and had another good season last year. But he's not in the category of elite guys who have, you know, 6 or 7 war. He's a 3 to 5 war guy every season, which is great for an infielder.
We lauded Fernando Tatis Jr. as a 6 war player all off season. Bo Bichette's a 4 to 5 war player. Imagine him in brown and gold playing second base for your Friars. How excited would you be? You'd be through the moon. Through the roof?
Through the moon.
Over the moon.
Over the moon.
Over the moon.
Right.
To get Bo Bichette.
Yeah. He's half as good as Fernando Tatis Jr. when it comes to, like, annual war value, which is not a bad thing to be. He's a really solid player, but I think it's determining his value. Like, it's free agency, so you're going to have to overpay a little bit for a Bo Bichette.
Yep.
Is he the kind of guy you want to overpay on? I think you know what you're getting. You're getting a very solid ball player,
yep,
but you're probably not going to get an MVP. He's not going to be a guy who is going to win you an MVP award or be like a top 5 MVP guy. He might get some bottom of the MVP votes.
Will he be paid like an MVP though?
Not quite.
Okay.
But
so then I like new players. I like good new players on this team, but I think he's a fit here. I think, like you said, he's a fit on a lot of rosters. Phillies will be exploring bringing a guy like Bo Bichette in. Feel like he's a good fit on that team. I do. I feel like he's a really good fit on that team, you know. But they need help. They need help as well. I mean, that's another team that is, I would say they're on the hot seat as a baseball team, the Philadelphia Phillies. This was supposed to be a really, really remarkable window for them. And so far it's been Padres-esque. You know, I know they got us in the playoffs that year, but they haven't gotten the big prize either.
And to be clear, I haven't heard one rumor connecting Bo Bichette to the San Diego Padres.
Which doesn't mean it's not.
No, with AJ Preller, you can't eliminate anything. If you did sign him, would it be to play second, short, or first?
Definitely not first, but second or short.
You could either have Xander move back over to second base and play him at short, or you could leave Xander at short, play Bo Bichette at second, and move Jake Cronenworth to first.
Sure.
I'm fine with that. Yeah,
100%. I mean, you know, I don't know who AJ Preller has earmarked for this team, and I don't know how much money he has to spend to get the guys that he earmarked, certainly. But I still think a trade is potential for the San Diego Padres. I think that that's an avenue he will explore. And, again, I do feel
– Dennis Lynn wrote this week that, you know, he still thinks Nick Pivetta is the potential top trade possibility for the San Diego Padres to both, you know, an attractive piece for another team that needs a frontline starter. Padres would save money, you know, close to $20 million that they could then spend elsewhere. But then, of course, they're already don't have enough pitching depth. And you take out a guy who you expect to make 30 starts near the top of your rotation. Can you replace that with $20 million right. that you freed up? I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
So I've never really understood how a Nick Pivetta trade is going to work for the Padres. I mean, unless the return is incredible, to me, that doesn't ever make a lot of sense.
No, it's not something I think
you'd need an overpay.
You'd need a massive overpay. And
then you try to figure out what to do about this year in terms of replacing the pitching. You know, hopefully you'd be getting some more pitching that's coming out, like young pitching that's coming up, and you know, you expect to be contributing for 4 or 5 years
yeah.
if you're going to trade Nick Pivetta. Is that what the market is for him right now? I don't know. I mean, you listen, you talk about it, but ultimately, I'm not sure there's a deal out there that's going to make sense for the San Diego Padres when it comes to Nick Pivetta.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. But, yeah, I do. You know, listen, I know we play that mentality up, the San Diego against everyone. It is funny. I mean, you do see it in every kind of national article, certainly. How long this can't last, and he's never going to be able to refill that pipeline that he's. But he does it every year. He really does. And I promise you guys this: one thing I can promise you is that come July 31st, his phone will be ringing off the hook with people interested in some of the players that are in this building as of Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Like every single year. And by the way, those guys that those teams trade for, they make the big leagues. They make the big leagues a lot. Now, would be great if they made the big leagues here and helped contribute. But we are in this corner of trading prospects for big league-ready players to help us win a World Series. We haven't done it yet. This is the course of action, I think, that he's set in motion right now. And I don't think he's going to deviate from it. And, again, that phone will be ringing off the hook on July 31st. I promise you.
Just saw Owen Casey turned into
yep.
Edward Cabrera by the Cubs. Owen Casey, of course, started as a Padres prospect who was dealt to Chicago long ago in the Yu Darvish trade. But Owen Casey was one of – there's been so many Owen Caseys that have come through this building.
Yep.
And that's a testament to the job that AJ and his scouts have done.
Yeah, I mean, look.
In bringing guys in.
Like, keeping it real, it's just half the Marlins teams and probably starters this year are going to be from the San Diego Padres. And, yes, you could let yourself go, man, it'd be so great if we had Robbie Snelling back or Jacob Marcy. Obviously, you can't undo those trades. I don't know how much you're going to miss them. Are they good players because they're on the Marlins and there are absolutely zero expectations for them to just go other than just go out and play baseball and play hard? I don't know. Maybe. I think it has something to do with it.
I'm going to check fam graphs.
Ben.
Well, what I see AJ trades a lot of players who get to the big league level at other organizations. But they're not necessarily the ones that are turning those guys into championship organizations.
Correct.
They're making the big leagues.
They're making the big leagues.
AJ's looking for championship players.
But if you're a G, yeah, and if you're a GM though, and you're a GM, and all these guys, boom, boom, that's all comes in the positive, right? That's all positive for you. Like, man, we get these guys; they're ready to go. Give them 3 months in our system, and they're up in the big leagues and they're contributing. So I think that speaks highly of Preller. I do.
Again, all guests on Bennett Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
We do have confirmation on one of those guests in about 20, 30 minutes. So 8:15, 8:20.
Okay.
We will have Miami Hurricanes insider joining us.
Let's freaking go. 20 minutes. You guys are going to be so stoked.
Don't go away. Second half of Bennett Woods, live from Padres Fantasy Camp in Arizona, is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.